This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
When you go out for dinner, you may notice it's becoming more common to see suggested wine pairings on menus and maybe sommeliers on staff. Sommelier, or a somm for short, has wine expertise. He can tell you what wine goes best with your fish. He can suggest a good bottle for a special occasion. Sommelier will work with hotels and restaurants to coordinate what to buy. Well, this weekend, more than 70 somms will travel to Texas. They'll take what might be the hardest examination in the world for any profession. The pass rate is 8%. Members of that select group will become master sommeliers. A designation is rare. I don't know, a bottle of 2000 Chateau Lafite Rothschild? Marketplace's Nancy Fargali reports.
This is Troy.
My name is Troy Smith. I'm the beverage manager at Montage Laguna Beach.
That's a luxury hotel in Southern California. Troy is 38. He wears a gray suit, crisp white shirt, gray patterned tie. And he's a search engine for the hotel's main wine cellar. Montage Laguna has roughly 20,000 bottles of wine, and Troy's palate is as sophisticated as a Wall Street algorithm.
Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. Really big, full, intense flavor, powerful kind of cassis and black plum.
Troy takes the master's test this month. It's an invite-only exam administered by the Court of Master Sommeliers. The first master's test was held in 1969, and there are only 133 master somms in the U.S., 133 in the last 44 years. Troy has worked his way up the certification ladder. He's at the advanced level, one step below master's.
How many wines have I tasted in the last several years just in preparation? 20,000.
Troy works 60 hours a week. He studies 4 hours a day on his work days and 9 hours a day when he's off. See, this test doesn't come with sample questions.
You know, it changes every time, so you never really know. You never really are sure if you're overstudying or understudying.
Blame Shane Bjornholm for that. He's the exam director of the court. He says passing the exam can mean a salary jump on average from $65,000 a year to $95,000. But most folks have to take the test multiple times. Shane says you have to identify many types of wine.
Oh, we're really kind. Only a million.
He's kidding. But you do have to know a lot about wine history and theory. And then there's this. You walk into a room and there are 3 glasses of white wine and 3 reds. You have 25 minutes to figure out what exactly is in the glass. Grape variety, vintage, region. Think, is it an old world wine from France or a new world wine from Napa?
Well, it's not to look cool or to show off. It really is just to try to figure out what typical wines taste like and then from there be able to launch into which are the more valuable ones for the money you want to spend.
We're going to open up a bottle of pretty cheap Rhone wine from France.
That's Syrah. Jason Wise. He's a wine drinker and a filmmaker. His documentary called Somme followed 4 master candidates before the exam. The film came out recently.
The term sommelier is at the right place at the right time right now, where everybody's kind of conscious of where does my food come from? Where do my ingredients come from? And people are kind of starting to become more aware of food and of beverage.
So back to Troy, our studious master somm hopeful. He's on the patio of Montage Laguna Studio Restaurant with a recommendation.
Scallops actually go, this particular preparation with the morel mushrooms and ramps goes really, really nicely with an off-dry Riesling from Germany.
But he knows it's always up to the customer.
Go ahead and make whatever menu selections appeal to you. Give me an idea of what sort of wines you do or don't like and a particular price range that interests you, and we'll go from there.
On Troy's menu, passing the exam and then sharing a bottle of wine with his wife. Probably a Bordeaux, an old world wine from France. Deep purple in color with little hints of cedar and dried rose. I'm Nancy Fargali for Marketplace.